From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Alabama lawmakers wrapped up a special session yesterday appropriating more than $770 million in federal COVID relief funds. That was expected. But what caught many people off guard this week was a ruling from a panel of federal judges. They blocked Alabama's new congressional maps drawn after the 2020 census. They said lawmakers must redraw the maps to include a second district with a significant number of minority voters. We talk about the week in the legislature with Todd Stacey. He's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. He spoke with WBHM's Andrew Yeager.
What reaction did you hear from lawmakers in Montgomery about that ruling?
Well, it was nothing short of a bombshell, really. This is a monumental ruling, and it's going to have political ramifications far and wide. Of course, many Democrats are very excited about it, gratified that their argument to the court was heard. Likewise, the Republicans are not happy. You know, they drew these maps according to what they thought the law required and the rules were, and feel like it's unfair what the court has done. And of course, the Attorney General has appealed this not only to the 11th Circuit, but asked the Supreme Court to put the ruling on hold. So the question is, what happens next? Depending on what the Supreme Court says, depending on how an appeal goes, the court's mandated new districts would need to be drawn. The court has asked the legislature, ordered the legislature, draw these new maps according to what we say. But if they don't, the court gets to draw the new maps themselves. Does the legislature draw these maps? Or do they just punt it and say, well, fine, courts, if you want the maps to look a certain way, why don't you just go ahead and draw them? And right now, I'd say that's about 50-50 either way.
Let's talk a little bit more about that, because as you noted, the state is appealing the decision as it stands at the moment. It's a February 11th deadline to draw up new maps. So what does that do to the next couple weeks of the session? You know, how does that affect the workflow? What's going on?
If they decide to take up the task of drawing new maps, then it would significantly affect the other legislative work. In fact, they might as well just ask the governor to call another special session. The task of drawing new maps is just a lot to take on while you're also doing budget work and other bills. And I think they're all waiting on the Supreme Court and the appeals court to see exactly what they'll need to do. But I'll tell you this, it wasn't very long ago, it was only September, when they had the redistricting special session and did all that work. It was quite a slog. So I don't think he had a lot of legislators, especially in the majority, the Republicans, who are eager to dive right back in to redistricting. They're kind of tired of all that.
Well, you mentioned there the special session, and that was the other major item in Montgomery this week. The special session ended Thursday with lawmakers approving more than $770 million in federal COVID relief funds. When we talked a week ago, it was pretty much smooth sailing, non-controversial. That's how it turned out this week, I gather?
It is. It was smooth sailing through the process. In fact, it's been decidedly bipartisan. It has been Republicans and Democrats. They are both kind of singing kumbaya at the moment on this federal relief money, which is pretty significant. I mean, think about today's hyper-partisan environment. But yes, so this, it's finished. Of course, there is more federal relief money to come. We expect a little more than $1 billion more in the next round of ARPA funding. But that'll be after this legislative session, and so they can worry about that later.
Well, the current chunk of money is largely going to broadband expansion, water and sewer infrastructure, reimbursements for healthcare facilities. Looking ahead to that next $1 billion, did you get any clues as to where legislators might want to put that money?
We did, and you know, they're already starting to think about this. And there were some needs that did not get addressed in this current tranche of money. I still do expect the hospitals and nursing homes, to the extent that they are still needing relief, I still expect them to be a part of that. But the state has other needs. One in particular is mental health. Some mental health representatives and advocates came before the legislature saying, look, we could really use some facility upgrades, you know, one-time spending to get our facilities up to par that would really help out mental health services in Alabama. And you can imagine lots of agencies have similar types of requests. So it remains to be seen, will that require another special session? Will they wait until 2023 to take it up? Nobody knows right now. We probably won't know for a few more months.
Todd Stacey is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. He's also publisher of the Alabama Daily News. Todd, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks. Glad to be with you.